Hey there, here's a meditation to tune into places that allow you to shine. So this is a meditation that's going to tap into a sense memory of a place of where you felt really safe and shine worthy. And we're going to be using the inner system for this. So we'll be using the see in and the hear in and the feel in spaces for this. All right, so I invite you to bring yourself into a comfortable seated position. You can take your feet and put them flat on the floor. And you can even push into the bottom of your feet if that feels comfortable. So pushing into whatever part of your toes. You want to feel the floor, sometimes just spreading them if that's allowed or if your shoes allow it, and also into the back of your heels if it feels comfortable. And so yeah, we're pushing down, but you can also know that the ground is supporting you. So the ground at the same time is supporting your feet. So allow yourself to feel supported. So from that place, we can feel the feet on the floor. You can take a moment to also feel anywhere where your body is making contact with a chair or a seat, whatever you're sitting on. So that's often the back of the thighs, the buttocks. It might also be your arms. You might be really relaxed in this, so even your back is supported. And just feeling the support, and same thing, that the whatever you're sitting on could be reaching up to support you too. So it's this balance. Okay, we'll take a little bit of effort, a little effort of stretching up the back body. So that can be lengthening the spine and the back of your neck, stretching up. And then relaxing the front body. So relaxing the lines on the forehead, maybe the space behind beside the eyeballs. Can you relax the space between your lips and your nose? Relax the back of your tongue and relax your jaw and your shoulders and arms. So you're in this upright, alert, settled in kind of position. So for this meditation, we're first going to try to access a memory. So if you already know that one of the sense categories of see, hear, or feel takes you in right away, then you'll use that. Otherwise, I'm going to guide us starting with see, moving to hear, and then moving to feel. So I invite you to close your eyes, and you can bring your attention to your mental screen. And the mental screen is the space behind or in front of your closed eyes. So you can see what's present there. And if there is grayscale blank, nothing is on there, cool, that's rest. And if there is something already on your mental screen, so you're seeing something from earlier in the day or an imagining or another memory, cool, you can call it see. And often by calling it see, that'll kind of break it apart. And so on this see space, what I would love you to do is think about a moment when you, so you can think about a moment when you were able to shine. And this might be a moment from your childhood, it might be a moment, yeah, from your youth, early adulthood, or maybe it was something even happened last week, but taking a moment to see, not, well, actually any image that pops up. So you might see yourself from like a bird's eye view doing the thing that makes you shine, or you might be back in your body doing the thing, and whatever you see, whatever you saw at the time is coming up for you. So just bring whatever image pops up for you, no wrong way to do it. just knowing exactly the space that you were when you felt shiny, safe. I want to add wise, but you may not have even recognized it as wisdom at that time. And just on your mental screen, fill in all the details of that place. And if you notice other images or thoughts that aren't related to this cup popping up, that's cool. Just note that they've popped up, let them be in the background, and then use your concentration to bring that image back. Whatever it is, wherever it is, and just fill in as much details as you can. And notice if just being there brings up any positive emotions within your body. So you can kind of go between the two of seeing this good memory and then feeling yourself in that good memory. And then if we want to add some features to it, then I invite you to bring some, if you can remember any of the sounds that took place at that time. So anything that someone was saying, the other sounds, if it was nature, what were the nature sounds? What was the wind like? If it was inside, what was someone saying to you? Or was it the silence, or was there clapping? To see if you can play those sounds for yourself, like you're creating the soundtrack for this shiny memory while still holding on to the image. And then this will likely bring up some emotions. So two things can happen. One is that you tune into this place and you see it and you feel it and you hear it. And that actually prompts some challenging emotions, because you go, oh, wow, it's been a while since I felt that. And if that's coming up for you, you can just name those feelings, feel. We don't need to analyze them or judge them or judge anything. You can do feel. And feel and noticing what saying feel does. And then this is a meditation I might return to a couple of times. And if the opposite has happened, so you are seeing this, this place that is so right for you, was so right for you, and you're hearing it, and it's bringing up positive emotions, then just feel where those positive emotions are. Where do they live, and allow them to flow in your body? While also bringing your attention and holding your attention on what you can see and hear and feel, so they're all supporting each other. Almost like you're reliving the moment. Now at this time, you might notice that the you in real time, so the you sitting here digging into this memory, is starting to feel a little different. You're just like, what I'm experiencing is more kind of spaciousness around me, and that my shoulders have relaxed. It might be different for you. But you can bring attention to, what is the real time or emotional reaction coming up, and then getting back into that memory. So you can come back and do this meditation anytime, of just hanging out there, using it as a place of relief, maybe reminding yourself of what makes you feel fulfilled. The other thing that you can do is that if you want to remember this feeling while you're out in the world, sometimes adding a little action now as adults can be like a portal to getting back there. So, for example, you might even just tap your knee. And then tap your knee again. Might be a different gesture to you, but is there a gesture that you could do while you're experiencing this positive image, this feeling of belonging, that you could add a physical external sensation to? It might be squishing up your toes, it might be whatever kind of works for you, but is there a physical thing that you could add? And I'm going to say try, like you can do whatever you want, but often making it a small gesture is nice, so that if you can do this a couple times, so practice this meditation maybe for a week or two, and adding in this new physical gesture when you've reached the sweet emotional point, is that then when you go into a space where you're feeling a little less comfortable, you might only have to do the gesture in order to remember in your body what it feels like to belong. So sometimes with the tap on my knee, if I'm in a place and I'm feeling a little bit nervous or out of sorts, I, you know, find my seating and I tap my knee, and that just, I don't know how it works, but it brings this rush of good emotions of belonging to me that help me to feel grounded and like I belong anywhere. So if you want to play with that, then I encourage you to use that as a practice option too. So I'm going to sign off of this meditation, but if you have the urge to continue and sit for a longer time with the image and the sound and the feelings, then yeah, keep going with it for as long as it feels supportive and good for you, and knowing you can access this place anytime you want. Thanks for meditating with me.